2024 is bringing some big changes to family favourites, talking about movies. Winnie the Pooh and Mickey Mouse, both starring in horror movies in what seems to be something of a trend to bring a dark side to cartoon characters. Here to tell us more is Keith Bowne, psychophysiological film consultant. Apologies for stumbling over that, Keith, because I have never known such a person. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kay. I did a research study in my PhD, and that was really looking at how to measure anxiety response. So we measured it using psychophysiological devices to actually measure to particular suspense narrative structures in horror films.
Oh.
And really defining what is the strongest form of suspense.
Right.
Because there are different types of narrative forms, that's why.
Very interesting. Well, I can imagine that you never expected to come across Winnie the Pooh or Mickey Mouse then in your line of work.
Well, actually, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, these are really B-movies, and they're also slasher-type films, basically, as well. But I think that the directors themselves, they're probably trying to get... When they're doing this, they say it's a twist on a famous character, I suppose, when you look at Mickey Mouse Trap 2024. But I think what they're doing, they know that they're going to be a low-budget film. So they're going to spend about £100,000, say, for example. But they know that with the publicity they're going to get, because the horror of using such a character in the media will gain a lot of media attention. So then people will actually go to see it. But even again, the viewer will actually look at it as a more horror comedy than something that's really quite a serious horror film, like Saw, for example. If you see the Saw franchise, that's not a comedy. But these ones would be more of a take of that. But I found it quite interesting, the Mickey Mouse Trap one, that they even actually really tried to take on the persona of the Scream film horror series, because there's one character in it that says, a character wouldn't say that if they was in a horror film. They're actually saying it in the film. And that's what they used to do in Scream. So they are trying to use certain types of elements from that type of genre. Because remember, horror is split in so many different diverse directions.
Mm.
But yeah, so from this, it's more to do with small budget, quick return on it, really, and the shock and horror about it.
Mm. Well, I mean, we've got Luke English with us, who's a media lawyer. Morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, so where does this stand with copyright? I mean, I would have thought Disney would be outraged that Mickey could be used in a slasher film. And Winnie the Pooh, I don't know who owns the rights to that, but I would have thought similarly.
Yeah, I think what you have to look at is in America, their copyright is slightly different from ours for movies that came out before 1978. So it's true, Steamboat Willie, which is one of Walt Disney's first animated films, came out of copyright and went into the public domain on the 1st of January of this year. So that means that the characters within Steamboat Willie, so the black and white version of Mickey Mouse, and only that version can now be used in any shape or form. So, as was mentioned, there is a horror movie with their character. I also believe that there's a video game horror in production. But you've got to be very careful here. This is the Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse, not the Mickey Mouse that you would see in the Disneyland shows or on the current images of him. That's what's happened now. What they've now done is that everything that they have made since 1978, the new law is basically the producer or the director, if they die, then you add 70 years. That's how long the copyright lasts. So I don't think we'll see too many of the modern Mickey Mouses coming out of copyright, definitely not in our lifetime, put it that way.
Okay. So, Keith, copyright allowing then, are we likely to see more favourite cartoon characters being used in different ways, and particularly in horror?
Well, yeah. Well, there have been a recent example, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey in 2023, And that did cost about $100,000. You know, it got awful reviews, of course. And Pooh and Piglet were taking their revenge back on Christopher Robin for abandoning them. So basically, the story is about him going back to where he, you know, they were all friends together. And of course, but obviously in the film, these characters look very much like just men in suits. So it's very comical in that context. But again, it's very much towards more to do with a revenge thing, as revenge things seem to come through a lot of these. Mm. But there are other examples. I mean, you can go to Snow White, A Tale of Terror in 1997, and Pinocchio's Revenge in 1996, a wooden puppet belonging to a deceased child killer. So there are ones that have come out in the past, but obviously, having Winnie the Pooh, you know, they still made $5.2 million. Mm. But it's not much. But it doesn't really matter for the B movies, you know that will mean they could actually make a number two. They could go into a different direction altogether. So yes, there will be other ones that will come up. In fact, actually, there's another Mickey Mouse one that's being planned already by Stephen Lamour from Grinch, the mean one that he directed, and he's actually doing it around the Steamboat character, in the sense that, you know, there are going to be a group of unsuspected furry passengers that are tormented by sadistic mouse.
So wow. There is so little to look forward to. Well, I suppose if that's your boat, that's your boat, your steamboat. I don't know, it seems like sacrilege to me, but there you go. Different strokes for different folks. Keith, thank you very much indeed. Keith Bound and Luke English, media lawyer.